What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. I am your host, Nikki Marie. I had the pleasure of speaking to Big Von today. He is a Grammy-winning producer, manager, songwriter, and CEO of We Got Hits Productions. His client roster includes 50 Cent, T.I., Eminem, NDIRE, Macy Gray, Rick Ross, and so many others. Most recently, he has produced Ice Cube's newest street buzz called Arrest the President. If you haven't heard it, stay tuned because I have it for you. When I dropped the mic, it hit the floor like gold. That's right. You can't pick it up anymore. Don't even try. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it was. Y'all know what it shall be. Get smart for the start before it get dark. Before they hit you with the pitchfork. Better crip walk. This is real talk. Smoke push and push till we peel off. Still rolling with the wheels off. Always looking out for the crisscross. I'm a bigger boss than Rick Ross. Always winning. Get lost. It's the warlord. Bring the voodoo. When I bail through, it's crazy like Bellevue. What they tell you, leave that boy alone, like Home Alone. The skull and bone, arrest the president. You got the evidence, that is Russian intelligence. When it rains, it pours. Did you know the new white was orange?
This your boy Big Von, manager, producer, songwriter, all the above. I am from Detroit, Michigan, but reside in Atlanta, Georgia.
So almost everyone that I interview has a different response to how they got to be successful. And we haven't talked a lot about education being the key to success. So let's talk about your education. You graduated from Eastern Michigan University with a bachelor's degree in business administration and management, and you had a 3.8 GPA. How has getting your degree helped you get to where you are in your career?
Well, I took it and used it and took up business management, of course, and I started my own management company, which furthermore, you know, I wanted to pursue into the entertainment business with it. So having a degree in something like that helps out a lot. You know, a lot of people say, you know, in today's age, you know, people don't have their degrees or their diplomas, but for me, it worked out well because, you know, you're knowledgeable of certain things when you get in this business.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of people don't know the business front end or back end. And when you started your company, when did you start it and how did you start it?
I started Make It Happen Management back in 1999. My daughter was born that year, so I started in 99 2000, building it up, you know, from out of Detroit, Michigan, and, you know, signed a few artists locally, signed a couple that, you know, gained national notoriety, and went from there.
Okay. Was it as easy as 1 2 3, or was there like a long process that you had to go through, and did you ever feel like giving up during the process?
The music business has its ups and downs. You know, I do have other businesses that I own, but, you know, my passion is in entertainment and music. For me, no, because I stay consistent in what I do. And I stay consistent in what I do. And, you know, it took me a long way.
Okay. So who are some of the artists that you've worked with?
Oh, wow, that's a list. From out of my city, Eminem, Royce the 5'9", 50 Cent, Luda, Stack Quo, Lil Wayne, Birdman, Dej Loaf, Fetty Wap, Ice Cube, of course, Scarface, the list goes on. I'm running the blank right now, but it's been pretty much all of the greats, yeah, you know, that started the era of hip-hop.
How do you get in touch with these people, or do they get in touch with you? I was always curious about that.
Well, with me, I'm actually a guy who actually goes to certain events in the industry, and I meet and network with people. You know, I'm a big dude, so a lot of people, you know, when they see me, they think I'm a bodyguard, you know, but by me being a producer, you know, songwriter, manager, you know, I don't come off as the actual quote-unquote Suge Knight that people look at me at as, but, you know, I just like to network with people. I'm a people person, you know, so I get it in myself, whatever and however needs be. You know, I'll either go to that event or meet up with that artist or the management or the label and, you know, face-to-face with them. That's the best way to do it, Ms. Ben, is when you sit down face-to-face with any label, artist, or company.
Yeah. And you mentioned Ice Cube. I know he has a new album. It's been... how many years now? 8 years since he last had an album?
Yeah, it's been about 7-8 years since he dropped something. We've been working on this project for a minute. You know, as you know, I don't know if you watched the Sway interview. He said it himself. You know, he puts down records and picks them up.
Yeah.
I'm a patient person. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're dealing with people in the industry of his status, you know, I know what he wants when it comes to sound. And, you know, if he say he wants a record, you know, I'll sit on it. You know, I won't sell it, you know, and until he gets ready to... you know, to drop. You know, so I met Cube back in 06-07 at the radio station in Detroit, Michigan, and he was on tour with West Side Connection, and it was him, Dub C, Mac 10, and his DJ Crazy Tunes, rest in peace, he had passed. And how I met Cube was through Crazy Tunes. You know, I was outside in front of the station, and I was I pulled up in my caddy, was banging beats in front of the door, and Tunes heard the production, and I walked over and like, yo, those your beats? So I'm like, yeah, this is me and my producers are tracks. And he was like, yo, you got some hot shit, you know. And he called Cube over, you know, and I ended up giving Cube a beat CD. And you know, from there, you know, it just flourished into a, you know, a good decent relationship.
Yeah. Well, there was this one particular song that I was listening to, Arrest the President.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm like, ooh, it's kind of touchy. You know, I hear people say negative things about the president all the time. And I was wondering what inspired him to do this song.
Well, my partner, my producer, Sean Ski, produced Arrest the President. I kind of gave him the melodies and, you know, certain, you know, things in the beat. And he took it and did his thing. And then when we got finished with the record, you know, I shot it to Cube. So when I shot it to Cube, I know Cube is political, you know, with a lot of his music. So I knew it was going to be something because he was looking for an anthem anyway.
Yeah.
So the record we did on him is an anthem. When I shot it to him, he hit me back maybe a day or two later and said, yo, I dropped it as a record. And, then, you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the beats that I send Cube, you know, like he said, and in his past interviews, it speaks to him where he comes up with stuff that clever that would fit him and that he can put out into the world to understand.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand the political scene and things that go around the world, you know, so he uses his voice and his platform to give that to him.
Yeah.
So production-wise, I knew it was an anthem. I knew he was going to do something with it because it was just tracks he was passing up. And I said in my head to Sean, you know, Sean Ski, this is the one right here. And, you know, lo and behold, you know, once I got it to him, he did his thing on it and came up with Arrest the President. The title alone was attracting people, you know. So now it's like 2.5 million views on YouTube. And, you know, everybody's getting, you know, merch with Arrest the President on there. Like, you know, so I don't think, you know, his core fan base loves the way he presents and gives real hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, so... That's the biggest thing. So a subject matter like this, you know, everybody's going to, you know, have their eyebrows raised and attention to.
Right. Right. It's kind of like, he's always been known to be controversial in certain aspects when it comes to politics and police and all that stuff. But is he ever afraid of any backlash? Do you know if he's afraid of it?
Nah. I mean, just from being around him and watching how he moved, Q don't care nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doing him. And, you know, like I said, it's his platform where he uses, where he can speak what he wants to speak and say what he want to say, you know, and he's not concerned what people want to say about it or any backlash. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, this is a legend, you know, we're speaking on right here. You know, he opened up the doors for hip hop. So you got to think, back when he started, it was all controversial and political. So, you know, he's going to keep doing his thing, you know, regardless of what anybody says.
Yeah. Well, I did see that he was on Sway in the Morning and he was giving you a shout out. How does that make you feel? Like, when he says stuff like, you know, Big Von, he laced me all the time.
I mean, I'm a humble guy, you know what I'm saying? So, I just, you know, take it as it comes, and whatever doors God opened up, you know, I'm walking through them, and I'm blessed just to be, you know, working with this brother, you know, because he has opened up the doors for music and hip-hop today, you know what I'm saying? So, I just play my part, man, and, you know, keep doing what I do and giving him production, you know, and he's doing his thing and delivering them fatal blows over the track.
What advice would you give to people who want to become a producer?
Man, it's stay focused, stay consistent, stay persistent, and, you know, speak things into existence, you know. And I tell a lot of people that on a day-to-day basis. It's five things that I wake up and I practice every day, and that's prayer, faith, dedication, consistency, and persistency. So I tell anybody that's getting into this business to, whether they be a producer or a songwriter or artist, you know what I'm saying, just keep those five things in your head, you know what I'm saying, and you'll get far. But producers, you know, you want to be unique, you want to be different. You don't want to copy anybody that's out there now, because there's a lot of producers that's copying sounds and trying to be the next, you know, who's the hottest producer right now. It's so many of them today, like, you can't even pick out who's who now anymore, because there's so many producers coming up,
right?
You know what I'm saying, that's putting music out, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the biggest things that I look at. You just got to be unique, you got to be different, and you got to be consistent, and you got to be serious about, you know, your craft, because everybody, you know, seem like they can produce, just like everybody seem like they can rap, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it on my end. I just look for talent that sticks out when it comes to production.
Who do you, how do you choose the artists that you work with?
How do I choose?
Yeah.
It's not really a choosing process for me. It's really the humbleness and the energy. Mm. You know, I'm an energy person, so if their energy is right, you know, I'm gonna work with them. If it's not, then I'll fall back, you know, and see what it do. Yeah. You know, so that's how I work. You know, I don't know about any other producers or managers or songwriters. Is just, you know, a real big energy thing with me. If we vibe and we click and we make magic, then, you know, we keep it moving.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask this in two parts. So who motivates you to do what you do, and what motivates you to do what you do?
Okay. Well, first of all, God, you know, without anything, doing anything, you know, everything's possible through him, you know. And then my daughter, you know, those are my two motivations right there. Getting up knowing that I can provide, you know, for my daughter, and knowing that God is opening up doors for me to walk through, you know, when I keep him first. You know, other than that, I just play my role, man, and, you know, and I'm a dot connector. I put people in position to connect dots. What motivates me is seeing other people happy. You know what I'm saying? When I see somebody else happy, that makes me happy in doing what I do to be the best.
Nice. What are some of the most important, because I know we touched on, like, the copying part. What are some of the lessons that you've learned when it comes to, like, legal stuff and copyright?
Oh, wow, I'm glad you asked that. You know, I tell all artists, yeah, man, I'm about to give it to you on this one. I tell all artists to know the business, and it's 90% business and 10% music, and you gotta know your business in this game, meaning you gotta have your publishing in order, you gotta have your copyrights in orders, you gotta copyright your music, period. You know what I'm saying? You gotta register your name, you gotta register your songs, you know what I'm saying? This is stuff that has to be done before you even try to get into the music business. Don't throw a song up online and it goes viral and then you don't have it registered or copyrighted. You know, that's kind of backwards. So you want to remember to, you know, always get all of that, you know, the business end of it done, and remember that the talent is always last. It's the business you want to learn first. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're hot and you're a dope artist, you know you got that. But if you don't have your business in order, then, you know, you got people that's going to take advantage of you, which happens all the time in this business.
How do people even go about doing any of that?
Internet. The internet is your friend. And I tell everybody this. If you don't know nothing, ask Google. Google is your best friend. If you don't have any managers, if you don't have proper representation or attorneys, you can always go on Google this information and it'll lead you to the right direction or the right, you know, platform or site to get your music registered, to get it copywritten and all of that. It's pretty much easy. You know what it is? Artists don't want to do it. They're lazy. They want somebody to do that part of the business for them. They just want to be an artist. They want to get in the studio, rap, sing, produce, and that's it. But it's more than that when you're in this business. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people got to understand. It's more than just being, you know, an artist. Yeah. You got to know your business.
Wow. Do you think working in the entertainment industry has impacted your life in a negative way or a positive way?
Definitely a positive, because I meet people on a day-to-day basis that helps me grow as a person, and that's beneficial to my company. So it's definitely on a positive vibe. It's done a lot for me. I try to steer clear of all negativity, you know, anything that I do, because, you know, when you have negative people, negative situations in your life, it's always going to tear you down to the point to where you feel you can't accomplish what your true goals and dreams are.
I think I saw like an interview that you did, and I don't know if you said that you were gonna make music or something, but you're 6'6", right?
Yeah.
So your height prevented you from rapping or something, or no?
Yeah, when I first started, when I first started and got into this business, you know, I was, it was me and a couple other guys, you know, and, it was childhood friends that I had. I was the tallest out of the group, you know, and I just feel like, yo, I'm 6'6". I don't know if I can get out there and be front man, you know what I'm saying, in front of a bunch of people tall as I am. But that's, you know, when I got more into, the management and the business side of things, and, you know, stay behind the scenes, you know, and push myself to get into it. But yeah, I started off rapping, you know, then I learned how to make beats, you know what I'm saying, and songwrite as well.
How old were you at that time?
Then I was maybe 19.
Oh, wow.
18, 19, yep.
Well, how has your journey during those years shaped the person that you are now?
Oh, it's been a blessing, man. I learned a lot. I mean, you go through ups and downs in this business, but, you know, the key thing is you learn to live another day and be who you are, you know what I'm saying, and do the things that you love to do. I love doing what I do, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people go to a job and hate it, but it's a blessing for me because I do what I love, and that's one of the biggest things in life that people want to accomplish is do things that you love, and that's going to help you grow as a person in life.
Yeah. Wow. So what's next for you?
More music, more TV shows, more movies, you know, working with a lot of big, you know, TV and film companies. You know, a lot of my music is going to be in films and TV. I myself is getting into acting. I'm writing a book about my life, you know, so I got a lot of things in 2019 that's, you know, that's in the works. And like I said, I'm a doctor connector, so I'm going to be putting people in position with me to win.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing right there. We're here on this earth to help each other grow as people, you know, so we all got the same 24 hours, same blood, with just different skin color. So I don't mind helping anybody out that's, you know, ready to do what they can and be the greatest that they can be.
Wow. Well, you have a fan here in Long Island, so...
appreciate it.
Don't be a stranger.
Oh, I know. When I come out, I'm definitely hitting you up.
Yes, please. It would be cool to hang out with you. I'm 5'1".
Okay. Oh, you a little shorty there. My people out there is Wu-Tang, so definitely when I come out there, I'm going to be hitting you up. You know, really, RZA is one of my dudes, you know. So, good brother. You know, I was with them a couple months ago for AC3. We actually made TMZ, you know, during a little incident with Wayne's performance.
Oh, no.
Out there. But when I say Wu-Tang rocked the stage at AC3 in Atlanta, they tore it down.
Wow.
You know, and that was one of the biggest shows ever, you know, in Atlanta. So, shout out to Wu-Tang.
Wow. Nice. All right. Is there any other advice or any motivational things you can end us off with?
Of course. My five things that I said when I started this: prayer, faith, dedication, consistency, and persistency. Live by those things, and I promise you, whatever you're trying to accomplish in life will come to pass. Also, you know, to reach me, Instagram is I Am Big Vine with 2 G's, and We Got His Productions. And any artist, you know, that's trying to pursue this, you know, I listen to everything. People send me their music 24/7, so when I get a chance on Sundays and Mondays, I sit down and go through all my 8 emails and listen to all music that people send.
Yeah, I have a few that I could send you.
Great. Come on with it.
Okay. Awesome.
And I'm gonna give you an honest opinion. And this is what people gotta understand. I speak my mind and I deliver constructive criticism, and you gotta be able to accept that in this business.
Yeah.
A lot of people take it personal, but you gotta be able to accept that main thing, and that's constructive criticism about your artistry.
Yeah. It only makes you better.
Of course. I mean, hey, if you know, if you can't accept it, there's no point in you doing it. Because, you know, you're going to hear a lot of no's, but you're going to hear some yeses as well.
It's interesting, too, Cube. So who's, like, how do you find the producers? Or how do you search for music now? Is it like being back in the day when, you know, are you getting offline? Or how you find the music?
No, I got a couple guys out there that, you know, I trust that, you know, some of them have stable producers, like my man Big Vine out of Atlanta.
Okay.
You know, he's been lacing me for years just with music. You know, I appreciate him, too, because, you know, I put records down, pick them up, put them down, pick them up. I know he was like, damn, Cube, is this shit ever coming out? So he just laced me with beats, and I just picked the ones that talk to me and that I feel like I can write something, you know, that's clever, or, you know, that, you know, sometimes the beat will kick a concept off in my mind, or the other way around. So, you know, I just, you know, I appreciate him because he's always lacing me.
He's always feeding you.
He's always feeding me with beats, and, you know, a lot of them are not for me, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But the ones that are, you know, they fire.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to my interview with Big Vine. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's I Am Big Vine. Make sure you go to his page, show him some love. And also, any music that you want to listen to for Ice Cube, you can go purchase at icecube.com. Make sure you stay tuned for future episodes. Have a wonderful day, my beautiful people. What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Nikki Marie. I'm here to give you a little bit of information about Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place, and it's all free. They even have tools which will allow you to record and edit straight from your phone, your desktop, your laptop, and they'll distribute your podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many others. They'll also put you with a sponsor which will allow you to make money. So download anchor.fm to get started. I can't wait to hear your podcast.